Granny's Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in attempting to help solve Cedric's romance troubles, Lum and Abner have succeeded in getting Cedric to call up Clarabel Seastrunk and ask her to marry him. They also succeeded in getting an answer of yes to this proposal. The only slip-up, however, was that Cedric got the wrong number, and now he doesn't know who it is that he's engaged to. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot 'em Down store and library trying to find a way out for Cedric. Listen.
Nope, ain't a word about it in the weekly paper, Lum. Don't even mention Cedric in here no place at all.
Well, it couldn't have got in this week's paper no way, Abner.
Well, I just figured the first thing this girl would do is to rush over to the newspaper office and give him a long article about her and Cedric getting engaged to be married and all that. They always do, you know.
Yeah, but she ain't had time to do that yet.
No, because I sure would love to know who that was Cedric talked to yesterday.
So would Cedric. You know, this is liable to be serious, Abner. If Cedric don't go through with the marriage, this woman, whoever she is, she might lawsue Cedric for breaching the promise.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Cedric.
But, now, don't tell him that, though. Just make him worry all the more.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, no, I won't even bring up the subject around him at all.
Because there's still a pretty good chance that we can talk her out of this. Explain to her how it was a mistake and all that.
Yeah, it might be able to do that.
Of course, we still have to find out who she is first before we can try that.
You don't reckon that was Clarabelle's mama he was talking to, do you?
Clarabelle's mama?
Yeah, that was the place he was trying to ring, and he might have got it right just by accident.
Oh, no, he never rung the right number. He was jumpy and nervous and all. I know he made a mistake of some kind.
Well, he might not have, though, Lum.
No telling who he got.
Doggy, that sure would be peculiar if he married Clarabelle's mama instead of Clarabelle, wouldn't it?
Well, don't worry about that. That ain't going to happen.
That would make him Clarabelle's papa, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but
you know, that
never
might be a good idea, Lum. Then he could get even with Gomer Bates.
How could he get even with him?
Well, if he's Clarabelle's papa, why, he could just tell Gomer to quit coming over to see his daughter. Of course, on the other hand, being her papa, why, he'd more than likely want to get her married off, though, wouldn't he? And he couldn't marry himself because he's already married to her mama.
Oh, for goodness sakes, it's priddle-prattle.
Well, that's a serious situation, Mom.
No, it ain't. You know as well as I do that Ezra and his woman ain't going to break up.
Well, they must be. If she's agreed to marry Cedric, they must.
Well, she never agreed to that. That wasn't her on the phone.
Well, what did you say it was for then?
I never said it was. You was the one that said that.
I was?
Why, sure.
Well, I do know. Now, I reckon where I could have heard that. You know, I must be a natural-born detective to find out them things so quick, you know what?
Yeah, or a natural-born idiot woman. That's what you actually are, I think.
Doggies, I sure do hate to see Ezra and his woman break up after all these years. Why, just last week I seen them together, and why, to look at them, you'd have thought they weren't no trouble at all.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, I told you they ain't nothing. Wait a minute, there comes Cedric up out there.
Cedric?
Yeah, we'll find out about this.
Well, I thought he was going to start sleeping in the daytime now that he's working nights at that defense plant.
Yeah, he really ought to be in bed now, resting up if he's working.
Why, sure he ought to be. Got to get his sleep.
Not very wonderful world.
Oh, come on back, Cedric. Why ain't you home sleeping?
Because I can't sleep. All I do is just worry about getting married.
Well, I don't hardly blame you none for that, Cedric.
Mr. Lum, I don't think I want to get married. Leastways, not to nobody I don't know who it is yet, hardly.
Well, we might be able to get you out of this, Cedric.
I sure hope so. I'm too young to get married, I think.
Oh, I would say that, Cedric.
Yes, Mama, I am. I got to studying about this, and I'm way yonder too young. You recollect when I went back to school for a while last year?
Why, sure, I recollect that.
Well, do you know that there ain't a single one of the boys that was in the same grade with me that's got married yet?
Well, natural. You was just in the third reader, that's why. Them other uns are just young'uns.
Sure.
Well, I'm a young'un too, then.
Right, Dogus, I believe he's right at that, Llama.
No, he ain't.
Well, now, Llama, young'un in the third grade ain't got no business getting married.
Well, Cedric's old for his age, that's all. And big for his size.
Well, I know I ain't going to get married. I know that.
Well, you might have to, Cedric. We don't know just how serious this thing might be yet.
Well, if I do get married, I ain't going to elope, though. I know that.
Well, you don't have to elope, Cedric.
According to her, I do.
According to her?
Yes, Mom.
Hey, Doggy, Cedric, have you talked to this woman?
No, Mom, but I got a note from her.
A note?
Yes, found it stuck in the front door this morning.
Well, I do know. Who's it from, Cedric? Who's it from?
Well, here, I'll show you the note.
Yeah.
You read the note, Cedric. And as I figured, we was going to have an awful hard time finding out who that was.
Me too.
It's going to be easy. Go ahead, Cedric.
Just more.
I'm just dying to know who it is.
My dearest darling Cedar.
Cedar? Let's see that. Oh, that's Cedric.
Oh, I was wondering who that Cedar was.
What?
My dearest darling Cedric. I love you, I love you, I love you.
That sounds like a broke graphy phone record, you know it?
Well, there's another in here, too. I love you.
Well?
It would be, what's that word there?
Let's see, Cedric. Oh, that's, thrilling.
Thrilling to elope.
Oh, my goodness.
I love you. Signed, W.
W? Is that all it says?
No, Mom, it says, P.S. I love you.
Well, ain't there no name signed to it?
No, Mom, just W, that's all.
Well, I do know.
Let's see that note, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Doggone it, anyways. I don't want to elope. I don't even know where to get no ladder.
Well, you wouldn't know what house to put the ladder up again, even if you did have one, Cedric.
No, Mom, that's right.
Why, of course not.
And this don't help at all, does it? Is this handwriting familiar to you, Abner?
Well, let me take another look at it.
I don't recognize it at all.
No, me neither. I never have so... Nobody writes like that. Sort of big handwriting. Must be a big woman that wrote it.
Yeah, or else you thought Cedric was hard of hearing.
Might have.
W. Who could that be? W.
No, there's a... Wait a minute. I know. Sure. The Widder Abernathy.
Widder Abernathy?
Why, sure. That begins with a W, don't it?
Well, yeah. Widder does, but she don't call herself that.
No.
Besides, that ain't her name. Her name's Ione.
Oh, that's right. Ione Abernathy, yeah.
Boy, I don't want to get married to her. I know that for sure.
Well, I don't blame you, Cedric. Of course, now, it'd be awful handy when you and that oldest Abernathy boy want to get up a game of baseball.
No, he claims he's getting too old to play baseball.
Oh, well, you wouldn't want to have a son that's older than you are.
No more.
Goodness, there ought to be some girls in town and names begin with W, but I can't think of none of them.
Let's see. Cedric, can't you think of somebody?
I know Elsie Pomeroy.
Well, that don't start with a W, though.
Oh, well. W.
Yeah.
But I know Wimpy Foster.
Well, he ain't no girl. Think of a girl.
Oh, I know. Winfred Redfield.
Doggies, that's right. Old Charlie Redfield, girl. Yeah, that's just about who it is. It sure is a world. Yes, sir, that's who it is. And Charlie was saying just the other day he was wondering how much longer he's going to have Winifred on his hands. He says she's an awful big eater.
Well, I don't want to marry her then.
Well, now, she ain't so bad, Cedric. Facts is, she's sort of a pretty girl. That is, if you can stand to look at her.
Yes, Mom, but I can't stand to look at her, though.
Oh.
I don't like her. All the spirit, she's going to bite me.
Well, I'll admit she has got fair-sized teeth.
Oh, more teeth than anybody I ever seen.
Yeah. But I reckon them would wear down after 10 or 15 years, Cedric. What do you think we ought to do, Lum?
Just studying here. I believe the best thing to do is just call up Charlie and explain the whole thing to him.
Well, I guess that's the right thing to do. You reckon you can do that all right, Cedric?
Boom. Oh, no. Well, we ain't going to let Cedric do that. I'll do it myself. Because, Abner.
Oh, sure. He'd get it all mixed up, yeah.
Yeah, what's that ring over there at Redfield?
Let's see, two shorts and a long and a short, I believe it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's it. I know it is.
Two shorts, yeah. Long and short.
No, well, this is turning out as easy as it is.
Yeah.
Cedric might have got himself in a batch of trouble there.
Yeah, if that had been the Widder Abernathy, he called up. Well,
hello?
Oh.
Who is this, Charlie?
Lum,
this is Lum Eddards. Just only tolerably. Say, Charlie, this engagement twixt Cedric and Winifred, I mean that call that Cedric made yesterday when he asked her to marry him. That was just a mistake. Hello?
Well, he hung up.
He did?
Yeah.
Was he mad?
I don't know. I better get him back again.
Why, sure. Well, what did he say to you, Lum?
Well, he never said nothing, hardly.
No, he must have been mad about something, then. I know that Charlie, he gets mad awful easy, awful high-strung sort of a fella.
Hello, Charlie?
Yeah, for Paul.
Oh, who is this? Winifred? Well, put your papa on the telephone. Run out of the house. Did he say where he's going? Oh, well, head him off. Stop him. Don't let him get a license or a preacher.
Oh, my
goodness. Well, listen, Winifred. He's got this all wrong. When Cedric called you yesterday, he thought... Huh? He never. You mean you ain't... Oh, my goodness. Goodbye.
Ain't she the one that Cedric's going to marry after all, though?
She wasn't, but she is now.
Huh?
Leastways, she's one of them.
Oh, my goodness. All right, doggy Cedric, you're going to be one of them bigamists.
I don't care what I am. Anything's better than getting married.